The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin daf samach dalet. The Gemara of the Beis brings a Mishnah about Metzia daf lamed gimel. Avedosei va'avedas aviv shaloi kodemis. Person has a choice to get his own aveda, to retrieve his own aveda, and save himself that loss, or at the same time, or with the same resources, he can go and retrieve his father's aveda. So his own aveda is kodem. Mishnah says over there, it's his kaidim to his father, his Rebbe. Between his father and his Rebbe would be kaidim, at least in certain cases. But b'chalayf, in all cases, he is kaidim to anyone else. Taisis over there in Bamatia is a kasha. Now what should one do in the following scenario? When you have three things that need to be done, and obviously you can't do more than one of them. Number one, you have your own aveda that needs to be retrieved. Number two, Avedas Rabbi needs to be retrieved. And number three, Kvoid Aviv. Not Avedas Aviv, because that we know that Avedas Rabbi is Kaidim, as we mentioned. Kvoid Aviv, your father wants you to cook him supper, to serve him something. So what do? You have these three options. So the practice is like this. If you're going to his Avedas, should come first. No. Your own Avedas should not come first. Why? Because there's a Mandomer in Kedushin, the Flamed Beis Abed Aleph, that Kibbut Av is Mishal Ben. That even if it costs you money to serve your father, it has to be, you have to spend the money. It's at your expense, Mishal Ben. We pass not like that, we pass Mishal Av. But Al Kapanim, that's what that mandama holds. Okay, so that means that you have to give up your Aveda. So if it's just a choice of your Aveda or serving your father, you should serve your father. Okay. But Fractaisviz, but that also doesn't work. If you want to say Kvayd Aviv comes first, but the halacha is that Avedas Rabbi comes before Kvayd Aviv, like the Mishnah says, that Rabbi is Kaidin to Aviv. Okay, so Elamai, so then you'll say, so I should take care of Rabbi. That can't be, because his Aved is Kaidin to Rabbi. Okay, so he should take his own Aveda. But that's also not, because Kvayd Aviv is Mishal Ben, according to that Mandomer. As I affect Taisus. So before we get to Taisus Teretz, L'chaira, we can ask Akasha, that Taisus could have asked Akasha, much more simple. Let's forget about the scenario with Rabbi. Let's say it's just Avedasai and Avedas Aviv. Right, so the Mishnah says that his Aveda comes first. Aguf Kasha, why should his Aveda come first? If the halach is that Kibbut Av is Mishal Av, so then you should have to take care of your father's Aveda. In other words, we're assuming, that's what the Gemara is saying in Kedushin, that you have to give up your own money, spend your own money to serve your father. Okay, so if so, so then you should have to give up your own money to return your father's Aveda. Elamai Vaisais and Taisvis, that Hashavas Avedas Aviv, that's not covered. Right, no, it's Kibbut Av is Mishal Ben. But Hashavas Avedasai, that's not Mishal Ben. That's what it would seem Taisvis is assuming. That's why Taisvis is only asking with the Cheshbin, with Avedas Rabbi. But L'chayr, that's Einu Mufin Klal. Because, forget about the case of Avedas Atzmai. What if a person finds his father's Avedas? And he goes and he picks up the Aveda, and he works, and he schleps it, and he does whatever is necessary, he brings it back to his father and he returns it to him. So of course he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Saseh of Hashav's Aveda. V'chisal kadaitach that he was not also Mekayim the Mitzvah Saseh of Kibbut Av? I would think it's partial he was Mekayim Kibbut Av. Anything that he does that's Mechabit his father is a king of Kibbut Av. Ah, you'll tell me he's Mechayiv anyways to return it even if it wouldn't be his father? So what? So anytime a person does a chesed for his father, if it's something he'd be mechuyif to do for somebody else, that's not Kibbut Av. If somebody does a basic courtesy to his father, he holds the door open to him, l'mashal. He offers him a chair, which you would have done to anybody. Let's say your father's an older person. I don't mean midin zokin, but he's an older person. If the son is 15 and the father is 40, so common courtesy would dictate that a 15-year-old person would offer a chair to an older person if there was only one chair in the room. Not only common courtesy, probably the mechuyif to do that, al derech eretz. So now he offers it to his father, who's also 40 and he's 15, so he's not mekayim kibbut av because he would anyways be mechuyif to do it? L'chayr Tamur to say that. Of course he's Mekayim Kibrav. And if he's his Rebbe, he's Mekayim Koy Rabbi also. And if he's a Koyen, he's Mekayim Kidashli also. And if he's a Melech, he's Mekayim Koy Damalchus. What's an Afghanina if you would have been Mekayim anyway? The more reasons there are to do it, so you Mekayim a mitzvah for each one. I mean, Mashal Ma'ad Avadayna, like the Chavetz Chaim says, if a person speaks Lashon Hara against his father or mother. So besides this, the Lashon Hara is also Oyvah Kibrav. Right, anyways, also. So now, if he holds back, if he refrains from speaking lashon hara against his father when he wants to, so avada yoshev leover avera nois nischakai is a mitzvah. So he gets schar for the mitzvah for the love of lashon hara. So he doesn't also get schar for the mitzvah of kibbutz aim. If he spoke to lashon hara, he'll be over kibbutz. And if he doesn't speak it, so Avad is going to be Mekayimitz of Kibarav. Ah, he's anyways Mukhayiv to not speak it. Teretz, why should that make a difference? L'chayr is puzzled like that. I'm a Zoy, so Taisa Shver. Why did Taisa need this whole fancy Ukimta of three mitzvahs, of three inyonim, Avedose, Avedos Rabbi, and Kvayd Aviv? Let him just say it's the Kasher, the Mishnah. Avedose and Avedos Aviv. And as we'll see, Taisa's Teretz is going to answer this Kasher as well. So I don't know why Taisa didn't ask this Kasher. The Marsha over there on Taisus asks something else on Taisus. He says, why did Taisus need an Ukimta of Avedas Rabbi? It could have been Avedas Chaveroi. In other words, Avedosai, Avedas Chaveroi, and Kvoid Aviv. And still you'd have the Kasha Ezekaitim. Why? Because halach is that if your father tells you, Al Tachzer Aveda, the word says over there in Bometzia, then you don't listen to your father because he's telling you to be over the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. So you have the same problem. Should I take my own Aveda? No. Because Kvoid Aviv is Kaitim. But if Kvayd Aviv is at the expense of my Chavez Aveda, my Chavez Aveda comes first. Okay, but if his Aveda comes first, my Aveda comes before him, because Shalai Kaidim. Right, it's the same Kasha. And Bamas, as Rasha brings, Taisus in Kedushin, the Flamed Bezim and Alpha is the Kasha, Mamish like that, without mentioning Avedas Rabbi. He talks about Avedas Chaveri. So the Rasha says, Taisus was the Fumriyato. Taisus was knockout Rabbi, I guess because the Gemara, the Mishnah, he's talking about Rabbi. But Bamas, the Kasha is Lamed Afka Rabbi. Okay, that's the Rasha. But we're asking, even without Rabbi or Chaveroi, you would have the same kasha. Okay, so that's our kasha on Taisus. But anyways, back to Taisus. So Taisus answers that the only time Avedosai is Kodemes, well, like this, Taisus that Lo'ilam Avedosai is Kodemes. Right, in this case, with the three things to do, he takes his own Aveda. Aye, the halacha is Michel Ben. So Taisus Michel Ben means that you have to spend money for your father to have hanah, to have a covet from the money you're spending. A direct hanah. The marshal, your father says, shechaitli behemtecha, so he has hanah from your behema. You serve him a meal from your behema. But over here, he says, gam la'av kosher aveda. Your father doesn't want the aveda to get lost. But he says, look, as much as I don't want the aveda to get lost, but I'm more interested in getting a meal. Okay, that is not considered Michel Ben. On there, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that avedos like kedemis. So it comes out in this case, his Aveda comes first, because his Aveda comes before Rabbi, and before Kibarav. I, Kibarav, Michel Ben. Michel Ben does not apply in this particular case. That's Taisus Teretz. In Kedushin, Taisus has the same Teretz, but he likes to, because it's the Sugi over there, so he likes to know how Taisus over there answers on this, that the Gemara over there in Kedushin says, Ad Heichon Kibarav Aim, Amalhem Kadesh Yitol Arnik Yitis Yerkenu Liyam Befonov. Your father tells you to take your money and throw it in the Yam. You do it, and you don't embarrass him, that's kibrav. In fact, Taisa says, what do you mean? But you're throwing out the money. Your father's not even having hanoa from throwing out the money. Certainly no direct hanoa. So why would you have to do that? So Taisa says, no, you have to make an ukimta. That the pshat over there is, that there is a reason. The av has a kairos ruach from the fact that you're throwing it into the yam. So Taisus says, Lamirma Aimsai in Shivese, because he's establishing fear in his home, which is really not so good, because the Gemara says in Shabbos, you're not supposed to do that. But anyway, in any case, the father is having hanor from that. He says, because if not, if he stops throwing it away, he's stammer Rosha, because he's been going to Baal Tashkas. And Lamai must be that there's some direct hanor from throwing the Arnaki into the yam. That's what Taisus likes too, it's his teretz, that he says also in Bometzia. Now, this Taisus really leads us to a very negeh, the kashayla of the halacha, and that is, what is the halacha if your father tells you to do something? Forget about spending money, forget about costing money, something. Your father tells you to do something. Your father or your mother tells you to do something, they say, I want you to go somewhere. I want you to go learn with Pliny. I want you to go visit Pliny. Or they tell you not to do something. I don't want you to be friends with somebody. I don't want you to go outside. It's too cold. If you go outside, put on a sweater. All the myriad cases that come up where parents tell their children what to do, but it's not for their benefit. It's not for the parents' covet. Either it's for what they perceive to be the child's benefit, or for the benefit of some third party, or for nobody's benefit. Some is like they have an idea in their head. They want you to do something, or they don't want you to do something. So what's the halacha? Is that included in Kibbutz Av? So grace of machlekes l'maisa. Some rishonim say that this is part of kibbutz, part of covet. And some say, even if it's not part of covet, but it's shaykh to meira. Because the not listening to them, enechami doing it is not necessarily a covet. But to disregard what they say, to disobey what they say, that would be in the isser meira avaim. So you'd have to do it als meira. One thing l'chayr is pashut, that if they tell you to do something, and you don't listen, and they know you're not listening, and they're going to have tsar, that for sure you have to listen, because you're not allowed to be mitzar them. Like we find in Chazal, that Rachel Imenu got an einish because she was mitzayir lovon. Even in the Maisa, they were the trofim with Avodah Zarah. Even though Avadah, she was mechavan l'shem shemayim, and maybe even she was supposed to do it, but the Maisa, saif kol saif, she was mitzayir her father lovon. And mehai taima loizochsel legadol es binyamin. It says that's why she died over there. When binyamin was born, she was not able to be megadol binyamin. So, akoponim, in such a case, where if the mother tells the child, wear a sweater. And we're not talking about where the child is far away. The child is walking out of the house and he's not listening. So the mother's going to have a tsar. Maybe the tsar has nothing to do with her personal tsar. Maybe the tsar is she's upset that her son will get sick. Doesn't matter what it is. L'maisa, if there's a tsar, then avada, you would have to listen. If it's not a case of tsar, l'mash, like the child is far away, the mother calls up and says, don't go out without a sweater. So there, taka machlekes, v'yesh la'ayin l'dina, and anitzuch it would seem that one should be machmir, it's a mitzvah deraisa, possibly an isa deraisa of Moira, but not so clear what the halacha is in this case.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485 Vaad. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.